to hear his perspective on the future of hospitals, the role of hospitals in terms of providing quality and safe care for our patients, and potentially he can comment on the role of hospitalists in patient care in hospitals that are leaders like his.
And Dr. Walker?
From Dr. Walker, you know, I'm very curious to hear more about what he has to say about healthcare reform and its impact on the practice of hospitalists. I think that if healthcare reform does pass, then I think there will definitely be a lot of changes, and I'd like to hear from Bob what hospitalists should be expecting in the very near future.
Obviously, as one of the pioneers of both the physical term itself and the industry, what insight do you think that Bob brings as opposed to others? Obviously, I mean, I've heard him speak before, and he really seems to just be a popular speaker on this in this event.
Repeat your question, Rich.
When you have Dr. Walker lining up to speak, and I've heard him before, he certainly is a popular speaker. What gives him the particular insight? Why do you like having him sort of be a repeat guest each year?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think Bob's experience in hospital medicine, I think Bob has his fingers on the pulse of how hospital medicine is evolving, where hospital medicine started. Bob's really been great in terms of predicting what happens next. And I think, you know, he predicted a couple of years ago in his annual talk that hospitalists are going to be managing more and more of the surgical patients. And in fact, a recent study in the New England Journal showed just that's how the hospitalist practices are evolving in terms of managing the surgical patients. I think Bob is really a person that is so well. I don't know of anyone who is more well respected than Dr. Walker amongst the hospitalists. That I think it truly is not only a pleasure, but really a privilege to have Bob address the hospitalists at our national meeting every year.